So we may have our free will, but the modes influence our mind and they shape our perception. And sometimes the distortion of perception they cause can be so overwhelming that we just can't act freely. So if we are not the doers, as the Gita says, then why, how are we responsible? Yeah. First of all, the Gita doesn't exactly say that we are not the doers. Actually, this is a, I have a whole class on this, but just quickly I'll put this. Krishna does say that one who thinks I am the doer is an illusion. Prakriti kriyamanani gunikarmani sarvasya. It's 3.27. But at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, 18.63, he's telling Arjuna, Vimrishaita dasheshena yathech sitadakura. Now deliberate deeply and do as you desire. Kuru. Kuru is related to karta. Do. So do. Do as you desire. So be a doer. And then 10 verses later when Arjuna responds, then also he says, Karishye vachanam tava. I will do your will. So at one level the Gita is telling Arjuna, you are not the doer. But then Krishna is telling also that now you do as you desire. So, and Arjuna says, I will do as you desire. So this controversy, this is resolved in the 16th verse of the 18th chapter where Krishna says that the illusion is to think that we are the only doers. Tatraivam sati kartaram atmanam kevalam tuya pashyatya akruta buddhitvan nasa pashyati durmatihi. That one who thinks atmanam kevalam, who thinks the soul alone is the doer, that person is an illusion. So right now I am speaking. So I am the doer. If I didn't want to speak, nothing would come out. But right now I want to speak, but if I get a sore throat, I will not be able to speak, although I want to speak. So I am the doer, but I am not the sole doer. So we do have the capacity at least to desire. And at one level, having the right desire is itself doing at one level. And that much we can do. But along with that, we can do action at a small level. Once one of my friend was like a bodybuilder and he got a fracture. Completely, he was motionless. And then his doctor told him, now you have to start exercising. Now for him, exercise meant lifting big weights. He said, what exercise? I can't even lift my hand. He said, can you lift your finger? He said, yes. Okay, he says, lift this small finger 5 times in the morning, 5 times in the afternoon, 5 times in the evening. That is your exercise. This is exercise. This is nonsense. This is not exercise. No, this is the exercise you have to do. He started doing that. Then he said, after that, okay, lift your 4 fingers. Then lift your hand. Lift your forearm. And then lift your hand. So lift your full arm. So basically, at that time for him, exercise started simply by lifting his finger. So for us, by our conditionings, our free will is never taken away. The scope over which we can execute our free will can get limited. Yatha akasha stito nityam vayu sarvatra gomahan tatha sarvani bhutani matthani tyopadhaya. Krishna says, just if you can conceive of the sky like upside down bowl, and the air, wind is moving within it. So the sky doesn't limit the moon, doesn't prevent the wind from moving, but it limits the area over which the wind moves. So similarly for us, we don't have absolute free will. But even within our limited scope, we do have free will. So for example, somebody is an alcoholic. That person just can't give up alcohol. Okay, when the urge hits, they have to drink. But in between two urges, what do they do? In between those two urges, they are doing something, taking some counseling, maybe getting themselves purified by spiritual impressions, and they are becoming stronger. So when the urge hits, they have no purification, they have no free will, you could say, for the timing. But in between, they have free will. So if I am very conditioned, I need 8 hours sleep, or 10 hours sleep, whatever. Now, I cannot suddenly come around to 6 hours. But I can decide, instead of 10 hours, maybe I'll sleep 5 minutes less, 10 minutes less, or whatever. I would say, in our situation, we can use our free will, even if it is in a microscopic level, even if it is baby steps. And those baby steps will help us to grow eventually. So that's how, by using whatever free will we have right now properly, we show Krishna that we want to use our free will properly. And then he expands the scope of our free will. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Is there something else on your mind?
Yes.